5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, this one comes from, that week of all weeks, Restaurant Week.
Oh, you love Restaurant Week.
And most of it's cool, you know, but every once in a while, somebody shows up, an alien life form, you know, walks into the restaurant for the $24.95 deal, right? So this woman sits down, and she's with, like, three friends, and she calls the waitress over, and she says, listen, I'm not really wild about any of the items on the Restaurant Week menu.
Right.
Now, we have 10 entrees. I mean, what are you not wild about?
How do you
There's
not
gotta
pick?
Be, yeah, yeah, whatever. So the waitress says, well, you can order off the regular menu. Oh, can I didn't know that. Okay, yeah, here's the regular menu. So she goes, you know, I like the salmon. I like the salmon prep better than the one on the thing. Can I order that a la carte? Of course. You
know. Okay.
She orders the salmon. So the bill comes, and the salmon's $25. She looks at the bill, and she freaks out because the salmon is $25 off the a la carte menu.
Yeah.
She ain't buying it, right? So she calls the waitress over. I can't believe you people overcharge me. You charge me $25 for a salmon. She goes, well, that's what you ordered. You ordered it's $25 right there. I mean, this is Restaurant Week, you know, but you didn't order off the Restaurant Week menu. Doesn't matter to her. She says, it's $24 for three courses, and I only had one. So I'm not paying any more than $8 for that salmon. Now, it's brilliant, really.
That's fancy math.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I'm almost okay with it because I'm like, geez, I never really, you know, kind of thought that out.
And, sure.
You know, like, anyway, so the waitress goes, ma'am, you can't pay $8 for a salmon.
Yeah, right.
It cost us $10, for God's sake, you know? Anyway, she makes such a stink. The waitress comes in to me.
Right.
What should we do? I said, you know what? I admire that woman. She goes, no, you can't be serious. Oh, yeah, charge her for the $8. She's why?
Serious?
I said, because this is a lesson for me.
Yeah.
This is the only time in the history of the restaurant business, at least in my history, and my history is pretty long, 50 years or whatever, that somebody came in and paid $8 for a $24 meal, basically costing me $17.50 or whatever the hell the math is.
Right.
So it cost us $17 to have this woman come in and eat dinner. I'm like, you know, at least I got a story out of this.
You did. But, you know, you have to be careful because how many more people are going to come in and go, I want the $8 salmon?
Yeah, I don't believe she has any friends. So I don't think that's a worry.
You don't have to worry.
No, not at all.